We have a representative of the state police in the room, and I'd ask, do we want the police chief to... I'll ask you gentlemen to come forward and identify yourselves. We are on the record in work session on House Bill 2535.
Great. For the record, Kevin Campbell, Oregon Association Chiefs of Police. We've all reviewed the -5 amendments to 2535 and have just some technical amendments. Sorry, I'm out of breath.
What I would propose to do is that technical amendments, you can mention them today.
Right.
They'll be taken on in good faith and considered. This bill is scheduled to be referred to the Ways and Means Committee this afternoon. It will be set for a hearing Monday in the Public Safety Subcommittee. And as long as the chair of this committee and the sponsor of the bill, who also happens to be me, concur in amendments and that subcommittee wishes to make adjustments, that can be done in that subcommittee, but you're welcome to mention us today.
Great.
And let's make sure that we're comfortable with those.
Great. Mr. Chair, we come before you today in support of 2535, the -5 amendments. I would like to say that I appreciate the process that we've all gone through that started on April 1st, and we have negotiated vigorously and have come to a bill that I believe is good for the citizens of Oregon. I want to make sure that I go over just a few technical amendments so you're aware of them, and then we don't want to take a lot more time than that, but we stand as a united law enforcement community, including the Oregon State Police, Oregon State Sheriff's Association, Oregon Association Chiefs of Police, the Portland Police Bureau, and the Oregon District Attorneys Association, as well as the Oregon Council of Police Associations, in support of the -5s. Let me now go briefly and quickly through the technical amendments we've identified that we would like you to consider. The first is on page 4 at the top, line 1 to 4, a small amendment that would allow the department to close for Thanksgiving and Christmas. That was just a small omission, I'm sure. Going to page 5, and please stop me if I am moving too quickly.
Go ahead.
Page 4.
These are just concept points that we will address.
Oh, page 4, okay.
No. You can
great, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, number 2 is at the bottom of page 4 and the top of page 5. Basically, lines 30 to line 1 on the following page. Under the language as we read it, it doesn't allow any exemption for the law enforcement purposes that would be required or would be important for us to be able to use this for, and so it just needs to recognize that except as otherwise allowed by law or except for criminal investigative purposes should be added on that line. That's number 2. Number 3 is on page 6. Basically, this is just an amendment under Section 5 that would bring this in line with what we currently do under the Oregon system, that when a background check is done, that the customer must be present at the time of the call, and that once the approval is given, the purchase or the transaction number is good for a 24-hour period. Number 4 is on page 7. It occurs in lines 24 to 26. And it is similar or almost exact to the number 2 correction that I mentioned, which involved allowing for the law enforcement purpose. Number 5 is found on page 8. And this deals with the issues of what the penalty is for failure to comply. We would like to see an amendment there that would, instead of a violation, it would be a Class B misdemeanor on the first offense, Class A misdemeanor for subsequent offenses.
Chair, which line?
I'm sorry, that would be on line 18 of page 8. And then we're going to skip to...
Line 17 and 18.
Could you ask them to repeat the line 18 change?
Page 8, line...
18.
Correct. Yes. It says violation at the end of line 18 there. That place would be a Class B misdemeanor for first offense and a Class A misdemeanor for subsequent offenses.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's currently, by the way, an A misdemeanor for failure to comply.
In current statute.
Okay, now we are skipping, we're almost done here. We're to page 28, towards the very end of this. This is a section that basically allows the Department of Administrative Services to do a review of the record system of the Department of State Police. It was our understanding that the Department of Administrative Services would review the record system of the Department of State Police every year. It says quarter in line 24, and so we're recommending a change to year.
That should be yearly. At least yearly is the phrase that should be there.
That would be fine, and of course, then in that the section right below it would allow or require a report to the legislature every year, and we just wanted to make sure that was clear. We weren't sure from the ORS reference.
That's a standard procedure statute for reporting to the legislature.
Okay.
So that part ought to be okay. But we'll double check that.
That's fine, and we don't have a big concern, but just didn't have the references in front of us as we were reviewing it. On page 29, now the final page, this is our seventh recommended technical amendment. In our discussions on this, we wanted to make sure that there was no civil cause of action available under this. And we also wanted to make sure that this was tied to the Administrative Procedures Act, which it may be in lines 19 and 20, again referring to the civil penalties being imposed as it is required in ORS 183.090. I'm not sure if that does that, but we do want to make sure that there's an Administrative Procedures Act tie in here so there's a hearing process and something to go through here.
We'll make sure of that.
And now I will allow... go ahead.
Mr. Chair, if I could. Number one, your first one, I'm sorry, I was not sitting at the time you did that. Could you tell me that one?
You betcha, I sure
page
will.
Page four at the top, allow the department to close for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right.
And the national system is closed at that time.
Consistent with NICS.
Right. And those 2 days will be all that would be necessary?
That's correct. Thank you.
Yes.
They work 363 days a year.
Okay.
No, and one, for the record, Mr. Chair, Captain Bob Smith, Oregon State Police, turning to page 29, up in the line 7, within the discussions that we had briefly downstairs, so on point that we may want to raise this up, if how this is stated is that for absolutely any reason, a fax, directed, phone company, line switch, any of that kind of thing does make the agency vulnerable to, even with the unintentional, so possibly we could have some discussions around that line as well.
Need some clarification on that, all right?
Mr. Chair,
Mr. Chair, Russ Spencer on behalf of the Oregon State Sheriff's Association, and we differ from our colleagues only on one point, which we simply ask our objection to be noted. We still fully endorse the amendments to 2535. The sheriffs do object to closing the concealed handgun license records and making them non-public records or restricted records. We believe they should remain within the open public records law. However, that does not in any way hinder our endorsement of the package as a whole.
And I should note that is in the clause. It still allows the determination that public interest overrides in certain cases so that the records can be disclosed. But that objection,
so no.
I appreciate that. Gentlemen, appreciate your comments. And way we would address this is that we will have an opportunity to make further technical amendments along these lines.
Great. Thank you.
Chair. I saw Chris Durst and Steve Marks in the governor's office as well. I didn't know if Senator Burdick or Representative Randy Leonard wanted to make any remarks. I will apologize to everyone by mentioning that time is a little short just because I'm trying to accommodate the civil judiciary, which would begin at 1:15, but we're doing okay so far. Representative Leonard, good afternoon.
Thank you.
Senator Burdick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to commend you in particular, Mr. Chairman, and this committee for taking a very difficult job and working your way through to a system that is going to go very far toward closing the gun show loophole and toward protecting public safety in Oregon. There are parts of this that I would rather not see, some of the confidentiality provisions that were mentioned, some of the enforceability issues that I still have with this. But this is tremendous progress in a very difficult area, and trust me, I know from personal experience how difficult this area is. So I think this is a very good piece of work, and I'm very pleased that the law enforcement community is on board, because they have been diligent and very dedicated toward closing the gun show loophole in Oregon that allows criminals to get access to guns. This system, I think, also for gun owners is a very positive system, because it brings all guns, all firearms, under the very efficient state InstaCheck system. As you probably know, long guns started being covered under the background requirement on November 30th, and there have been complaints about the system. The state police system, InstaCheck system, has gotten wonderful reviews. It has worked very well, and I think it's a positive step for Oregon gun owners to be able to have access to that system for all their firearms. So I do commend you. This has been a very, very difficult time for everyone, no matter what side of the issue you're on. And it's been difficult for me. It's been difficult for all of us. But I think you've produced something that the people of Oregon can be very proud of.
Thank you very much, Senator. I'd like to reciprocate and express my appreciation for your pursuing this issue.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I would echo the comments of Senator Burdick, but I would just like to say that I want to apologize for in the past week expressing publicly that this was not possible to happen, what we're seeing here today. I fear that I had become somewhat cynical and wished now that I would have been a little more careful in at least making that statement on the floor of the House. Obviously, I wasn't correct. And I would also like to say that while there have been times when I think I felt the low point of my career here in the legislature in the last few months, this is one of the high points, because this is an example of why I came to Salem, of what the kind of work you're doing. This is truly Oregonians sitting down together, not Republicans and Democrats, but Oregonians coming together and addressing a serious public safety issue as Oregonians. And it's now when I'm proud I'm here, and it's now when I hold all of my colleagues in high esteem, because you're doing the right thing and you're overcoming tremendous political pressure in order to do the right thing, and I respect each and every one of you for doing that. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
I would ask if Mr. Marks and Mr. Dirk would come forward if they wanted to offer some remarks. Good afternoon. Welcome to the committee.
Good afternoon. For the record, Chris Dirth, Legislative Director for the Governor. We want to echo the thanks to the law enforcement community for working out what we think is a very strong bill here. And we want to thank you, Mr. Chairman, for working with us and being open to our suggestions and comments. We appreciate that.
How do you feel about the bill?
Steve will address that.
All right, Mr. Marks.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Steve Marks, Governor's Senior Policy Advisor. I think we think this is a tremendous progress. We would encourage you to advance this to Ways and Means and to continue the work on the technical amendments that need to go into place. The governor hasn't had a chance to obviously review the work we just did a half hour ago, but we believe this is a good piece of work and worthy of advancement moving forward. I do want to say that John Yunker, I'd be remiss if I didn't represent John Yunker here and say we'd like to reserve the opportunity to come back and discuss what agency would be appropriate to have the civil penalties authority.
That would be another appropriate technical amendment. We were trying to come up with an appropriate agency. We'd welcome suggestions for another one that might work better.
Thank you very much.
Thank you both very much.
Thanks.
John Hellens and Rod Harder. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Rod Harder. I represent the National Rifle Association. We would not support any increase in the penalties. We would not support anything except technical amendments to this bill. We would be and are in opposition to the bill until such time as the administrative rule process, which was supposed to be a part of this package, is in fact included.
Let me assure you, for purposes of the moment, that that was an omission in these amendments, that there will be a provision for administrative rules as to the policy that's currently in place. Instead, it will be established by administrative rule under the OAR system as to the standards for the records that are available as to background checks. That certainly was supposed to be in here, and that is a technical omission that we will take care of. Assuming that is taken care of to your satisfaction, what is your position, Mr. Hardy?
My position will be, when that is taken care of, we will again review, and I am no different than I was previously. I mean, we're not in support of the bill. We may not oppose it if it's taken care of.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Helen?
Thank you, Chair Mangs, members of the committee. For the record, John Helen with Oregon Gun Owners. We concur that with the NRA that the administrative rules procedure does definitely need to be in there. That was a key aspect in ensuring the integrity of the system. In addition, though we philosophically do not support background checks in concept, if the will is there to do something, we believe that this is the best approach to do it, and we encourage its passage.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate that. President Pozanski.
Mr. Chair, if it's appropriate at this time, I'd like to make a motion.
Please do.
I'd like to make the motion that we adopt the Dash 5 amendments to House Bill 2535.
President Pozanski moves adoption of the Dash 5 amendments to House Bill 2535. To your motion?
Based on what we've heard and all the work that's gone in from all the various parties, I think it's appropriate at this time for us to take the next step, and that is to move this bill out of committee and into the Ways and Means so it can be reviewed to see whether or not it can be moved out of there to the House floor for a vote.
Excuse me, I apologize. I missed your last remarks.
Basically, it's time to move the bill, and I'm going to move it to Ways and Means.
I'd like to entertain one conceptual amendment, and that is that, and we will take care of the other technical changes, and that is that there be a provision for administrative rules to be established by the Oregon State Police as to their standards for maintaining the records on background checks. Do you so move, Representative Pozanski?
I'll amend my motion to include that conceptual amendment.
And we have concurrence from the law enforcement community. Representative Pozanski moves to amend his motion to include a conceptual amendment that there would be those administrative rules in place from the Oregon State Police as to their standards for maintaining the background check records and for how they are processed and handled. To that motion, any debate? All right, the motion is in front of us. I will ask for a roll call vote on the conceptual amendment, which would go along with the bill to Ways and Means for them to implement officially.
Mr. Chair, just yes. For clarification, this is just to adopt the amendment. This is not actually moving it at this
time. Correct. This is just a vote on the conceptual amendment about putting administrative rules provisions in for the records that are maintained by the State Police.
Representative
Bowman?
Yes.
Representative
Jandel? Aye.
Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Representative
Perry? Aye.
Aye. The motion is carried. The conceptual amendment to the Dash 5 amendments is adopted. The Dash 5 amendments are now in front of us with that conceptual amendment. Is there further discussion? Representative Zianella, yes.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, my vote's going to be a courtesy vote to move this to Ways and Means, but that's knowing that there'll be an amendment in regards to the administrative rules of the technical amendment that the chair thinks is necessary.
All right, thank you. Further discussion?
Yes.
Representative Pozanski, Representative Simmons.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I was just going to go ahead and put the motion before us at this point. And
I'm sorry, I had not heard that motion. Okay.
Yeah, to move the Dash 5s as they've been conceptually adopted by this committee to the Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Well, first we have to adopt the Dash 5, so.
We just
put the conceptual amendment about administrative rules into the Dash 5s. We now have the Dash 5s pending. So is there further discussion on adopting the Dash 5 amendments to House Bill 2535? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll on Representative Pozanski's motion to bring the Dash 5 amendments into House Bill 2535.
Representative Bowman?
Yes.
Representative Janelle?
Aye.
Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Representative Simmons?
Aye.
Representative Perry?
Aye.
Representative Pazansky?
Aye.
Aye. The motion is passed. The amendments are adopted. Representative Pazansky.
Now I'll make the motion that's sending House Bill 2535 as amended by this committee to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Colleagues, you've heard that motion. Is there discussion on that motion? Representative Bowman?
Mr. Chair, I just have a question. We had various technical amendments suggested. Is it the intent of this motion that we have adopted all the technical amendments that have been suggested thus far?
Technically, no. The technical amendments have been presented to us. They are largely corrections to the bill. One is an adjustment, and that will need to be discussed officially in Ways and Means. The procedure is that in Ways and Means, in the Subcommittee on Public Safety, where I think this is going to be referred, those amendments can be presented. It is my intention to present those amendments there. And I, as sponsor of the bill, I will bring them in and have them. I can't say how that committee officially acts, but that is the intent.
And if I may do a follow-up, Mr. Chair, the reason we're sending this to Ways and Means is because there's a significant fiscal impact, and it is not in any way a way to bury this bill till the end of the session.
I can assure you that the schedule we are on right now does not consist of burying this bill. In fact, one reason we're trying to do, there's two reasons for moving this promptly this afternoon. One is to get it out of the way of the civil committee, but the other is that if we can get it to Ways and Means this afternoon, we can get it to the Public Safety Subcommittee for a hearing and work session on Monday. Originally, I understood that full Ways and Means was meeting Wednesday, and they may not be meeting till Friday now. That might give the Public Safety Subcommittee a couple of extra days, but the idea was to move expeditiously for action.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Is there further discussion on the motion? The clerk will call the roll on the motion, which is to send the bill as amended to Ways and Means of the due pass recommendation.
Yes.
Representative
G.
Miller.
Aye.
Representative Hansen.
Aye. Representative Simmons. Yes, with understanding that the conceptual amendment will be adopted there.
It's a courtesy vote to Ways and Means, so Sinceri votes aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion is carried. The bill is sent to the Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation as amended. We now move into work session on Senate Bill 700. I've spoken to Senator Burdick about this, so I've spoken to her about these amendments and this concept. She understands. Senator Burdick, we spoke earlier. I'd like to call you up, if I may. The idea here is to try to conduct an educational campaign statewide, and understanding that you were the most ardent advocate of making sure people carried out background checks, this would allow us an opportunity to send a bill over to Ways and Means to fund a program to publicize the firearms laws, which I assume would include the requirement that background checks be carried out, and we are having amendments distributed to that end. I realize you would have preferred not to have that done with to the bill, but I wanted to ask you how you felt about the idea of conducting a background campaign and you being the sponsor of the legislation for, I mean, an information campaign, the sponsor of legislation for such a campaign.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think that's a positive addition to these, to House Bill 2535. My only reluctance to lose Senate Bill 700 as its original, in its original form, would be to have it not there in case we need it, in case something happens to your bill. But I'm committed to your commitment to get this bill through expeditiously, and I actually prefer the overall framework in House Bill 2535 to that in 700. So I will take a leap of faith and not oppose this use of my vehicle, Senate Bill 700.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Representative Simmons.
I would move the Dash 16 amendments to Senate Bill 700.
Representative Simmons moves adoption of the Dash 16 amendments to Senate Bill 700. To your motion.
Mr. Chair, I do think education is a key. People will realize that we do have some pretty tough firearms laws in Oregon on the books currently, and this will go a long way toward helping people, the public, the people of Oregon, understand that.
Thank you. Is there further discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chair.
Me neither. Representative Pazansky.
Yeah, this is, I guess, new to me,
since there's been no indication that we were going to be doing anything with SB 700 at this point. In fact, I've been led to believe this whole time that SB 700 was not going to be moving, that we were actually going to be moving 2535, which we've done. I'm asking, I guess I'm going to ask for at least a recess, if not a postponement on this vote.
I object. With apologies, President Brzezinski, part of the momentum is to get this also the Ways and Means, and there will be an opportunity in Ways and Means to take a look at the content of this bill also if there's a need to make some adjustment in the program. But I did mention to talk to the sponsor of the bill earlier today, and I had her concurrence in this approach. So the motion is in front of us, but because of the time requirements, I'm going to ask us to continue forward. Is there further discussion on the motion? The clerk will call, Representative Miller.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to make a suggestion on the education part, that there's a very fine video called Eddie Eagle. Did I say that?
Yeah.
The title right? So I'd like to see that included. I think it's excellent.
In fact, there is a bill to specifically include that kind of education program for
beyond the
Chair. Yes.
Could you give us some insight as to why we've reached a number of 60,000?
It's a beginning figure. I hope I could get more out of the leadership. Okay, we'll call the roll on the motion to adopt the amendment, the A-16 amendment to Senate Bill 700.
Representative Bowman?
I'm going to be no vote at the moment.
Representative Gianella?
Aye.
Representative Hanson?
Aye.
Representative
Simmons? Aye.
Representative
Ferry.
Aye.
Representative
Kozanski.
No.
Chair Manning.
Aye. The motion is carried. The A-16 amendments are adopted. President Simmons?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I would move Senate Bill 700 to Ways and Means.
President Simmons moves that Senate Bill 700 as amended be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means with the amendments. Any further debate?
Mr. Chair, for the record, I just want to say that I believe we have a lot of vehicles in this session to do education around guns, and actually that's pretty much the only thing that's been moving thus far, so up until today, of course. So I'm just not comfortable supporting Senate Bill 700 as amended at this time.
Representative Hanson.
I think some of us do feel reluctant to see 700 go away. I see it not as going away, but fulfilling another valuable need, so I'll be able to support this.
Thank you. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Gianella.
Aye.
Representative Hanson.
Aye.
Aye.
Representative Ferry.
Aye.
Representative Kozanski.
No.
Aye. The motion is carried. Senate Bill 700 is sent to you, Ways and Means, as amended with the due pass. And I thank you all for your patience. We are adjourned.